Welcome back to 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine. I'm your host, Gino Retta. Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 135 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. Year after year, the BCHL is one of the top leagues around the world in developing future NHL talent. Now joining us to talk about that is BCHL Commissioner Chris Hebb. Chris, welcome to the show. And you and I just spoke a second ago before we came on the air. I was asked you how you're doing, and you said, doing great because you're about to golf. Is that true? Are you really about to hit the golf course?
Well, you know what it's like in the Lower Mainland. You might get a lot of rain, but you don't get much snow. And yeah, it's pretty out there today, but we've had probably 2 weeks of pretty steady rain, to be perfectly honest. No leaks in the roof yet, though, Gino.
Well, listen, at a time where we're all going through the pandemic that we are, it's nice to know that at some places in the country, you can have some semblance of normalcy right now. Speaking of which, it's been a wild time. And I understand the BCHL has pushed to start the regular season the week of February the 8th. Give our listeners and those who are watching on TSN.ca an update on the BCHL and where you guys are at in terms of getting underway.
Well, as you know, Hockey Canada really left it to the leagues to sort things out with their provincial health authorities. So we've been in constant contact with the provincial health office in BC since probably April, just to stay ahead of the game and try and keep our parents and the players informed. And obviously, our coaches have a huge role to play in managing the anxiety that goes along with this. Yeah. But what we've had to do is each month there's been a restriction either extended or lifted. We had a tough time with one restriction that was meant really to target adult team sports, beer league, except that they included our 19 and 20 year olds as adults. So literally it split our league in half. And even though we weren't playing, we were training, and those players couldn't train with their team. Now, that was an unintended consequence of a PHO order, and that's since been rectified, but they still are hanging on to some travel restrictions that do not allow us to compete.
So how are you going to do it? Are you going to try to get a cohort, a group of teams that are going to play 3-4 game series at a time against each other to avoid spreading the virus? Or are you going to take the bold step of trying to go into a bubble? What's going to be your approach?
Well, we're going to try everything. And we've already presented the concept of a hub in Penticton, which is one of the cities in our league, where we would bring all of the teams there and set them up in a quarantine, test them, do similar to what happened with the World Juniors. It was not accepted for good reasons. You know, we heard from them that bringing, you know, what amounted to about 600 people into a community the size of Penticton would put them in a tough place if there was an outbreak. They just didn't have the surge response to be able to accommodate that kind of thing. We felt the idea was solid, but we needed an answer before Christmas to be able to execute it properly, Gino, and they were unable to give us that. They needed to see what happened over Christmas and New Year's with regard to a spike. And we just don't have the time to put together what we think would be a good plan for that. As for getting teams together, we've also put forward the concept of having pods where, you know, teams in regions get together and our outlying teams actually move and operate out of those regions. So all of that has been put in front of the health authorities, and they're weighing the circumstances to see if it's something that we could do.
In conversation with BCHL Commissioner Chris Hebb. Chris, as I mentioned, the BCHL continues to have some of the top development programs in junior hockey and developing a lot of future NHL talent. We were just joined by World Junior silver medalist and Colorado Avalanche prospect Alex Newhook. He was a BCHL MVP back in 2019. What's it like to see players from the BCHL go on to do this nationally and then internationally as well, and sooner rather than later with the Colorado Avalanche as well?
Well, we believe that our path to the NHL is one that is growing. The college route is something that is now responsible for 33% of the players in the NHL. So we know that we are the trend. So it doesn't surprise us to see junior A players get selected to the World Junior team. you know, we had Dylan Holloway on the team, Devin Levi on the team, you know, Alex Newhook on the team. And I think that's going to become the norm. Makes us proud, obviously, that, you know, we're able to put these kids in a development environment that that allows them to get to that level.
Let me run a stat by you right now. There were 48 BCHL alumni in the NHL training camps over the last couple of weeks. 9 BCHL players were on NHL Central Scouting's players to watch list. And an incredible 134 players from the BCHL have committed to NCAA Division I programs for the 2021-22 season. What's been the secret to the success for the BCHL? Because quite frankly, those numbers are off the charts.
Well, it hasn't been me.
Way to clarify that right away.
This all took place well before I came on the scene. And that is really John Grisdale, the former commissioner, creating a wonderful environment for kids to come and play at an elite level. And the commitment of our owners, because nobody gets rich running a junior A team. And so what they've done is they've said, look, we think it's a good thing for our community, but we also think it's a really good thing for us to be able to help these kids develop. Sometimes they're late bloomers. Sometimes they're kids that just want to go off to university or college. And giving them that environment is something that has created a reputation for the BCHL that has allowed us to get really good players to come here.
I want to ask you, as we wrap things up, on a personal note, because you and I have known each other for a long time now, from 06 to 2013, you were Senior VP of Content and Communications for Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment in Toronto. How did you go from that to this? I had to ask you about the transition.
Well, when I left MLSE, I stuck around Toronto until my youngest had finished high school. But I wanted to come home. Gino, you know I'm a BC boy. Yeah. So I came back and I was consulting for a while, but this opportunity came up. And to tell you the truth, a lot of it is because of the guy who is my boss. He's the chairman of the board of the BCHL. His name's Graham Fraser. He's the owner of the Penticton V's, and he's a guy with vision. And it felt to me like this was a league that was operating at a high level from the hockey side, but it really needed an injection of strategic thinking on the business side to get it to be something more than it is. And that's what Graham saw. That's what I saw. And frankly, with all of the COVID interruption, we haven't been able to really get there yet, but we will.
All right. Listen, I'm really glad for you to transition. You're obviously very, very happy with your role that you're doing right now, despite the circumstances. Congratulations on all you've accomplished. Stay safe, stay healthy, and good luck as you move forward, my friend.
Thanks, Gino. Take care.
That was BCHL Commissioner Chris Hebben. That wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here. Up next, we're going to go into the vault, where we look back at some of our favorite interviews to the first 29 years of the show. This week, we catch up with 19-year-old Carter Hart, just 2 months before leading our nation to junior gold back in 2018 in Buffalo. This is season 30 of 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine.